Chapter 32. Murdered, anyway, but nothing's ever been seen around that house except in the night, just some blue lights slipping by the windows, no regular ghosts. Well, where you see one of them blue lights flickering around, Tom, you can bet there's a ghost mighty close behind it. It stands to reason. Because you know that they don't anybody but ghosts use them. Yes, that's so. But anyway, they don't come around in the daytime, so what's the use of our being afeared? Well, all right. We'll tackle the haunted house, if you say so, but I reckon it's taking chances. They had started down the hill by this time. There in the middle of the moonlit valley below them stood the haunted house, utterly isolated, its fences gone long ago, rank weeds smothering the very doorsteps, the chimney crumbled to ruin, the window sashes vacant, a corner of the roof caved in. The boys gazed a while, half expecting to see a blue light flit past a window, then talking in a low tone, as befitted the time and the circumstances, they struck far off to the right, to give the haunted house a wide berth, and took their way homeward through the woods that adorned the rearward side of Cardiff Hill. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.